Those who are a part of an indigenous community may have an opportunity to make a claim for compensation. Last year, the courts approved a settlement between Canada and First Nations who were subject to a drinking water advisory that lasted at least 1 year between November 20, 1995, and June 20, 2021. The deadline for individuals to submit a claim is March 7, 2023. The settlement includes compensation for impacted First Nations and eligible individuals, as well as commitments to fund the construction, operation and maintenance of infrastructure needed to provide regular access to clean, safe drinking water in their homes in a quantity sufficient for everyday use, reads a news release from organizers of the First Nations Drinking Water Settlement. We are encouraging individuals to submit a claim for compensation as soon as possible and are offering real support to help them in the process, said Darian Baskatawang from Class Council, in the news release. Claimants can ask us as Class Council questions related to this settlement and for assistance making a claim for specified injuries. Claimants can also contact the administrator to understand how they may apply for compensation and access free support completing their claim form. There are on-demand webinars and other community resources on the website to provide additional information. To determine if you are eligible for a claim, take the online claim assessment tool to see if you qualify. Members of the Samson Cree First Nation, or the Cowichan tribes, for example, are eligible. It does not appear to apply to any Eskayowu 7 Meshikswumik, Squamish Nation, communities. Those who are eligible for compensation must not have passed away before November 20, 2017, be a member of a First Nation, and have been impacted by a long-term drinking water advisory, boil water, do not consume or do not use, that lasted at least a year between November 20, 1995, and June 20, 2021. If a claimant was born before November 20, 1995, they must have lived on an impacted First Nation during a long-term drinking water advisory that lasted continuously for a year or longer, anytime between November 20, 2013, and June 20, 2021. If born on or after November 20, 1995, the claimant must have ordinarily resided, lived on an impacted First Nation during a long-term drinking water advisory that lasted continuously for a year or longer, anytime between November 20, 1995, and June 20, 2021. There are resources available to help guide people through the process. For questions about the claims process and assistance with the claim form, contact the administrator toll-free at 1-833-252-4220. Class Council is available at no cost to provide answers to legal questions related to the settlement or assistance with making a claim for specified injuries at council@firstnationsdrinkingwater.ca and toll-free at 1-833-265-7589. Organizers are also providing emotional support via Hope for Wellness toll-free at 1-855-242-3310, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week or by online chat at www.hopeforwellness.ca. A list and map of the impacted First Nations is available, along with more information on the settlement and the claim process, at www.firstnationsdrinkingwater.ca.